Sunday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. at the 38th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville. For all the details on the 38th FIMAV, visit fimav.qc.ca.
It's finally time to bring back smiles, all of them. Shy smiles, carefree smiles, ear-to-ear pearly white flashers, polite smiles, nervous smiles, knowing smiles, and kind smiles. Wearing a mask is no longer mandatory in Quebec, except on public transit, in healthcare facilities, and in the days following your isolation period if you had COVID-19. Feel free to keep wearing one if you feel the need, and do it with a smile. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Reminds me of memories we made. I can't. can't see far beyond you and me. I cannot see far beyond you and me. It feels like I'm walking a long line. Think I'm just good things, breathing in out easy. Walk very slowly in coming and going, shallowly sleeping to keep me from dreaming. What was I thinking to say you would always be mine? Think I'm just good. Breathing in out easy, walk very slowly, and coming and going, shallowly sleeping to keep me from dreaming. What was I thinking to say you would always be mine? Think on just good things, breathing in out easy, walk very slowly, in coming and going, shallowly sleeping, to keep me from dreaming. What was I thinking to say you would be mine? In the day, there's a thread to follow through. There's a door.
Okay, set one there and ending up with the wonderful Tomberlin, the title to her new album called I Don't Know Who Needs to Hear This. She sort of arrived quietly on the scene a few years ago. Really fantastic stuff. Just a special note, Stuart Bogey there on saxophone, who's a session guy, plays on a bunch of different albums. Really wonderful musician. Anyway, just thought I'd point that out. Before that, going back to 2013, a group out of Baltimore going by the name of Small Sir. Hasn't been anything lately from them, at least as far as I can tell. That album entitled Labor, we heard The Salt. Also in that set, from Brooklyn, Leslie Graves. From a brand new thing entitled Invisible Threads, we heard Hidden in the Days. Mimi Gilbert out of Melbourne, really wonderful singer-songwriter. And this, a recent release, we heard Susie's Song, and started off with Giran Guha, 2050-100. He is a gent out of Oregon. And that's everything we heard in the first set. You are tuned to Terminal 5. That means this is CKUT 90.3 in Montreal, on the web at ckut.ca. For those of you who don't know, these shows are all archived on the CKUT website. And I also post them to Mixcloud under my name, Jeffrey Davison. You can check it out there. And the playlists are posted as well on Mixcloud. All right, on to set two. Hope you're enjoying the show and stick around. Thank you.
petals squeezed to pulp and pierced, tied on thread around her neck. I can smell the flowers fresh, black and blushing. Postcard tucked between the pages. Ask her if she's doing well. She says nothing round here. It's really changing. Oh. Waiting through that winter snowfall, thought of it the whole way home. You weren't surprised to hear he'd been there.
so sick of this local love. Everywhere I go, try not to think, but I'm just here to dream, think about my local love.
All right. Ending up there with a gent from Illinois going by the name of Dayfire Avenue and a song called Local Love. It seems like he's new to Bandcamp. You know, every week when I go through stuff, there are so many new recordings and my head kind of spins. Most of them, even if they're not bad, they're, you know, nothing special. You know, not especially good, not especially bad. And by some measure, not especially interesting either. I do look for diamonds in the rough, and hopefully I come up with enough of them. Before that, someone pretty new on the scene as well, out of North Carolina, Emma Geiger. Really beautiful stuff there. That song entitled Rose Beads. And someone also new out of the UK, Alistair Actas, Patron of the Gloam, from a brand new release called The Sky is Singing. And then someone who has been on the scene, never heard of her before, goes by the moniker MMM. It says she's been based in Japan since 2006, and that song Moshi Moshi, and started off with Pale Yellow Sky, some instrumental there. Again, also a brand new thing, this time out of the UK. Winter at Sea is the title of that. And that was everything that we heard in this segment. And I hope you're enjoying the show. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. The name of this show is Terminal 5. I'm glad to be with you today. Hope you're along for the ride. And we're going to have one more set, and then we'll finish things off. And yeah, stay tuned.
say I'm running out on the ocean. Dolphins are playing out on the sea. Bring the goat home, the wife, dog, and children. Bring the gold home, nevermore home. Born of a wealthy Carolina family, black sheep and all that he took to the sea. Working the oceans, a fisherman owner, working the oceans and searching for gold. Fish say I'm running out on the ocean. Dolphins are playing out on the sea. Bring the gold home, the wife, dog, and children. Bring the gold home, nevermore home. A gold mine down in Jamaica, did his farewell to family and friends. Knew it was his, was there for the taking. Only mistake was a man in his plan. Fish say I'm running out on the ocean. Dolphins are playing out on the sea. Bring the gold home, the wife, dog, and children. Bring the gold home, nevermore home. Plain it was running down in Jamaica, bitter alarming held him in the grass. Held up his hands, I'll not go running. His hand and was shot in the brain. Just say I'm running out on the ocean. Dolphins are playing out on the sea. Bring the gold home, the wife, dog, and children. Bring the gold home, nevermore. Dark in the dungeon, family he's born to's forgotten his name. Lies on the floor, life now behind him. Wife, dog, and children take on grace. Just say I'm running out on the ocean. Dolphins are playing out on the sea. Bring the gold home, wife, dog, and children. Bring the gold home, nevermore
was short and sweet. It nearly swept me off of my feet, and I'm back in the rain. Oh, and you are on blind man. You made it there somehow. You're a big girl now. Sitting on a fence, expense, and I'm just like that bird. Singing through these tears, time is a jet plane, it moves too fast. Oh, but what a shame that all we've shared can't last. I can change, I swear. Oh, see what you can do.
Charlie White is slumming, and Billy Blues is a humming. They ready for the nightly show. Everybody's running, cause the sons of drums are coming, and there's trouble on the street below. A little trouble on the street. Kick your gate in, and black and white are hating while the money makers having fun. Oh Christ, your color's fading. Yeah, Buddha, where are you waiting? Turn your halos on and come. Turn your halos on. Trance on sale.
you extreme. Sweet Saint Peter, pussy willow eater, can you teach me how to pray? A stone wife beater, yeah, it shows up on your meter, but take the devil's time to pay. 'Cause it's the devil's time to play. Some Harry couldn't stay, so he cut out with Sister Sadie, heading back for where they've been. Well, tell me who can save the lady? Her reputation's gotten kind of shady. They say she smokes and drinks with men. Yeah. It's all right, 'cause I sneak a smoke myself every now and then. And who?
Okay, wrapping up today's show with the great Terry Callier, going back to 1972 from his classic called Occasional Rain. We heard Trance on Sedgwick Street. Callier hailed from Chicago, and a great musician. Definitely worth looking into his discography. Kind of got rediscovered late in his career, in his life, and after that, there was some stuff that was put out that had never been issued before, some live recordings and a whole host of things. And those are pretty great as well, as the studio albums. He kind of, he started off as a folkie, put out a record on Prestige in 1966, and then sort of became more of a soul singer than a folk singer. And yeah, so that's what he's mostly known for. Before that, going back to Dylan's classic Blood on the Tracks, we heard You're a Big Girl Now. Definitely one of his greatest records and one of my favorites of his for sure. Before that, from 1976, Sid Selvage gave us Frank's Tune from an album that was pretty lost there for a while called The Cold of the Morning. Selvage was from Memphis, and that record came out on the Peabody label, which was a short-lived record label out of Memphis as well. When that folded, I guess that was the main reason that it sort of disappeared. He had had one record before that in 1969 that was poppier, and I didn't really care for it. After this particular record, again called The Cold of the Morning, which was pretty folky, low-key stuff, he went on to do more bluesy material, which is what he was more well-known for, and started the set with a gentleman out of Norway, goes by C. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, and he gave us a tune that he learned from Eck Dunford, not in person, but it's a song called Whippoorwill, a traditional song. Eck was a pre-war musician and put out really a handful of 78s. One of those songs, maybe more than one, but at least one, ended up on the great Harry Smith collection, the Anthology of American Folk Music, and as a result, it became known far and wide, as that collection was tremendously influential to generations of folk singers, but particularly those who were just maybe for the first time discovering that music in the late 50s and early 60s. That was the show. This has been Terminal 5. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. I will tell you once again that you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca.
Listening to Free City Radio. It is Wednesday, the 6th of April, and I'm your host in Montreal, Stefan Christophe. This is the 104th edition of the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Today I'm going to be speaking with Jack Z. Brachich, who wrote the book On Microfascism, Gender, War, and Death. This is a book published by Common Notions, commonnotions.org, an excellent activist publishing house. This book explores the ways that contemporary fascism is mobilized in micro moments. A lot of people might be familiar with the term microaggressions. The ideas in this book are important to think about how those micro moments build into a broader power of extremist right-wing movements, but also how do we mobilize in the micro to confront these small moments, but also the broader dangerous manifestations of systemic violence in regards to race, gender, and class. These are essential issues at this moment and encourages us to look to the long term and the systemic in terms of mobilizing in this moment of urgency. I think this book is important, and it was great to speak with Jack today. Here is my conversation.
Thanks, Stefan. It's a pleasure to be here. And I will say I'm actually based in Philadelphia right now. I moved out of New York some years ago, but I teach in New Jersey, so at Rutgers. So yeah, but so the tri-state area here. But I'm